Wow, we've made it through 3 weeks, and here we are at the threshold of week number four. We've spent some time really understanding what onboarding is all about, what our role is, and what are some of the pieces that need to be sure and be included in the mix. And this week, I'm looking forward to seeing how we can pull it all together by thinking through how we can include others, how we can really be committed to lifelong learning, and how we can use a checklist and great communication to really make onboarding as good of a process as possible. I hope you'll really enjoy doing the last couple of activities where you have conversations and use those as an opportunity to pull out of a person and really understand, even through nonverbals or beating around the bush conversation, about some things that were unexpected, missed expectations, or even things that weren't done very well because they weren't done in the right timing. Please use those activities to the max to learn what it looks like from the eyes of another person. Hope you enjoy this week and that you can engage with it. It's a little bit less material and a little bit less work than the other weeks, but I hope that you can engage into these activities and use them to the max and enjoy a lot what you learn and get yourself set up for really putting this into practice in real life. Have a great week. We'll see you in class.